Glory, everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The goodness of God is upon us. He loves us. Every day He gives us golden opportunities to win in life. An opportunity to God is another chance to share His wonderful love. The love of God is an eye-opener. When people see people operating according to God's love, they automatically desire it, because we were designed to be connected to God. We were designed to represent Him and be just like Him. Satan challenged God. He said that he would be like the Most High. He would take over heaven and be like the Most High. Within his five statements. And God spoke five statements to Adam. And if we follow the instruction of the Holy Spirit that He spoke to Adam, we will be just like God. If we're fruitful, and if we multiply, if we replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it, that's precisely what God did with His universe. He's fruitful. He has love, and He shares it, just like fruit. I know you can hear the rain. It's raining pretty good. Nevertheless, we're fruitful. Then we multiply. See, as we operate according to God's word, we multiply in every way of life. Not just financially, not just in numbers. You know, when I first read the Bible, I took it to mean, you know, just produce more people. But it's much deeper than that. When God says multiply, He meant everything, multiply in every way. To a businessman, it would be make more money. To a preacher, it would mean win more souls. To a mother, it would mean have more children. To a teacher, it would mean multiply the knowledge of the students, give them a great education. It means all these things. See, the way of life, as you do the work, the earth is connected to what you do. The Lord taught me this when He taught me about spiritual wealth and spiritual debt. Every act of kindness has prosperity in it. That's why He said, be fruitful. Every act of love, when you receive the love of God and relay that love of God, prosperity, all forms of prosperity is in it. Encouragement is in it. Education is in it. Knowledge is in it. Wisdom is in it. You're displaying the counsel of God. Might is in it. You're multiplying all these wonderful things of God. And all the way down to finances. When Cain killed Abel, the earth wouldn't produce fruit for him. And that was a consequence of his evil. Because if you do evil, just like love is the beginning of prosperity, disobedience is the first cause of poverty in every way, even down to finances. See, when you live in the worldly way, you're living a life of subtraction. You're taking things down, and you're not building things up. When you do people wrong, when you backbite, when you speak evil. I was watching Perry Stone, and people had a problem with confessing the word, like Charles Capps, Kenneth Copeland, and Kenneth Hagin talk, because they were in the habit of gossiping. He said many full gospel preachers, they didn't like the message because they liked to gossip and they liked to talk about people. But see, if you follow God's word, if you're speaking God's word only, you're not going to be doing those things. B. be fruitful with your words, be fruitful with your actions, be fruitful with your life. It works. You can trace every sorrow, every form of depression back to choices that cause misery. Talking about people, not going forward with life, putting off studying the word to live by. See, if you don't have the, if you're not gaining an understanding, the enemy has wiggle room. You want to destroy his wiggle room, you know, in your mind and in your heart. You want to receive the love of God continually by studying the word of God. Not so God will love you. God loves you even if you don't study, just like he loves people that don't, that are doing wrong. He already loves you. That's a standard that can't be changed. He loved the people that went to hell. So I know he loves us. We're trying to learn his word. Performance is not something we do to gain God's favor. It's something we do to live by. The proverb said, if a man be wise, he's wise for himself. We're learning and receiving God's love so we'll have greater abilities. Because he said, be fruitful and multiply. Always to multiply is to at least double, Odie Berry said. That's, you know, one times one is one, but two times two is four. And we have the ability to multiply greatly, be fruitful, multiply, and give. See, God, he has all these wonderful attributes, and he receives, he loves, he gives. And sowing and reaping works for God just like it works for man. The more he does wisdom and acts of kindness, the richer he becomes. And he, to the point that he made this whole universe, and it's huge. It's huge. He's been doing this a very long time. And he's been making people and planets and all forms of societies all throughout the universe. And he knows them all by name and understands them and everything. He made it. He put it in motion. He's been doing this a long time. He told us to be fruitful, to multiply. See, every day we get up, we can make the choice to continue to learn and bear fruit. See, when we bear fruit, we're giving people an example. We're showing people how life works by our life, by doing what's right, by speaking the right words, kind words to people, loving them. Lord, loving people sincerely, not fake love, not feigned love, but true love. And I saw that God helped me love a man, and I wanted to fight one time, and I talk about it sometime. And he strengthened me, and I said, Lord, teach me how to love your people. I saw that he could give me strength to love his people. And he helped me learn a lot of things about people. And the more I learned about God's people, the more I loved his people. And he helped me do wonderful things because of the living love of God. See, I can loving people is fun. I love it. I love receiving his. I know he loves me, and I enjoy his love. And I share his love. I love his people. And I'm not afraid to say that I love his people. Not just the people that everybody like. I love everybody, the people, even the people that people despise. So I get in trouble with people all the time because I love people that they despise. And that's how it goes. They have to get over it, because I love you. If you breathe, I love you. Now, everything of God prospers, and every day we have choices to make. We can choose to learn. We can choose to be a student. We can choose to be cooperative to the Holy Spirit. We can choose to relay the love of God. We can choose to speak kind words in turmoil. See, when in turmoil, that's when people need you the most. And we can be there for them. We can ask God for wisdom and do it God's way and continue to love people. As long as we're focused on Jesus, we can walk on water, so to speak. We can do anything through Christ. we can do all good things through Christ who strengthens us. So when it comes down to something, sometimes I think of a hard situation for me to judge. Somebody say, what would you do in that situation? My first response is to fight or shoot or kill, or, you know, it depends on what it is. What would I do? What I actually do is go before the Lord like I always do and ask for wisdom, and I'll do it His way and I'll learn something. That's been my track record. Somebody said, what if you lose everything, your house, your car, everything? I said, I go before the Holy Spirit, do what I always do. I'll come back stronger. You don't know that. Yes, I do, because I do it all. That's how I live. That's what I'll do. They still convinced I don't know what I'll do. I'm under pressure. But I've been under pressure. I've been living tribulation. My life has been one situation after another. And sometimes I had no experience in how to handle it. But the Holy Spirit gave me wisdom for every situation. And I always win. And it doesn't always look like it, doesn't always feel like it, but I always win. It's my heritage. It's what I do. The Lord got me out of so many situations. He led me out of them. Now, as we go forward doing the things of God, we can learn things that we can't learn any other way. Those who love God and are true to His Word, they have the ability to grow properly. They have the ability to learn perfect wisdom and do it. They have the ability to share with other people. And they have the ability to continue doing the whole process. The Lord says, subdue it. Subdue life. Don't let it get out of order. You don't have to let your being get out of order. Jesus said, he told us what to do. He said, if your eye be single, you're focused on the things of God. If your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. And then your body can't get out of control. Your mind can't, if you renew your mind, it can't get out of, cannot get out of control. It's impossible. If you believe on Jesus Christ, that His blood washed your sins away, He rose for your justification, you believe this, you're secure. Your heart is secure. You fill it with the Word of God, it's impossible for you to go back to the world. You have the strength, you have the knowledge, you have the wisdom, and you have the want to. You can subdue your life. You can speak words to fortify your life and make it stronger at your will. We can subdue all things. We can subdue our relationships. We can teach our children the wonderful works of God. Take time and give them counsel. Jesus said, suffer the little children. They don't always want to sit there and listen. But this is for their life. The world will seek to turn their ears off. When people love the world, they don't see things the same way. It hardens the heart. People love the world system. They look at things totally different. The love of the world is enmity against God. It destroys your appetite for God. It takes away your ears to hear and your eyes to see. Your eyes can't, if your eyes is focused on worldly things, then what you'll be attracted to is the wrong things. And it will always subtract your life. It'll cause subtractions and devastations, and all forms of poverty will begin to happen in your life. Even if you're wealthy, there are wealthy people that's just dirt poor because they have money and finances, but it takes love. It takes love, the love of God, to handle money. Satan knows that if he give a man money, if he steal it and give it to the average Joe that has no love in his heart, he can control that man. And Satan's got the money, not him. He'll put it in his bank accounts. The enemy will even cause him to buy props and crutches to make him look the part. But Satan's controlling his life through his thoughts and his desires. He can't take that money and help somebody. He can't take that money and go about doing good. He's on lockdown. Demons are driving his life. And people don't know that, but if you study the word long enough, you'll see it for what it is. When you draw near to the Lord, you begin to see things that are in real time and that others don't notice. And if you tell them, they won't make sense to them. They'll argue with you. But when you love God, that's the only kind of people that can handle money biblically and stay in covenant. That's why preachers have such a time with people paying tithes. Because if you don't have the love of God deep in you, you can't handle it right. Paying tithes is the best privilege. You're sowing into a situation that helps people live. It's very important. And just like anybody else, I get challenged sometimes. I have less money than I have. I have to shift money around to pay tithes sometimes. And I have, things happen in business. I may tie money up to get a car fixed or whatever, and they may not have all the money when it's time for me to pay tithes. Or bills may come, extra bills may come. If I have a comeback, I have to fix it. I get interruptions, but I always win, and I always, things happen so that I can go forward. Everybody has problems, but how are you handling it? God has a way for you to handle the whole thing. And things happen that's not in your control. That was the time my insurance doubled all at once. And I had to scramble just to give. Sometimes I had to make money in order to give from the side. I know what tribulation is. It doesn't bother me. It don't last long either. Tribulations happen because Satan is trying to stop the whole process. Now, when you follow God, God always has a solution. And he always blesses you to do what has to be done. Now, God loves us, and he's true to us. But as you go forward, you can be fruitful, you can multiply, you can subdue your life. And watch this. And you can have dominion. Jesus gave us authority to speak his word. If you're just getting started and things are just haywire, you can still have dominion. All you have to do is speak the word and act on it. Use your authority. Subdue your life and have dominion over it. Keep dominion over it. Take dominion for your life. One thing, study the life of David. Before David was installed as king of Israel, all of Israel and Judah, he was chased out all over the country by King Saul. He was supposed to be fruitful, multiply, replenish the kingdom, protect the kingdom, subdue it, and have dominion. He was supposed to do all, because he was the rightful king. He had the anointing. But Saul happened to still be installed as the king, and he was trying to kill him. But David had 600 men, and he had to run from Saul. So at one point, he went to live with the Philistines. Now he's out of the country that he's the king of. And while he was not installed as king, he went about destroying Canaanites. And Ammonites, he'll take them and kill them, and he did what Joshua should have finished. He began to do what Joshua should have finished until he was installed as king. God gave him victory, and eventually he was installed over Judah. Then eventually he was installed as king over all of Israel. When Ish-bosheth was king, and they killed him, but they weren't supposed to. And the whole. You can be fruitful on your level. You can multiply until you get the whole thing. And eventually he was installed as king. But he failed to subdue it when he slept with Bathsheba and had her husband killed. The kingdom was divided from him. He didn't subdue it. You can't go out there and sin. Sin is going to be an interruption and a subtraction against your life every time. But sin is conquerable. You can conquer it through Christ, through the blood of Jesus. And you can have dominion. Now, he eventually got to a point where the kingdom was secured to him, and it didn't get divided until he died. And it was divided in Solomon's day. But that was a measure of time that he did all the things that God taught him to do. But if you sin, you're going to have interruption. You're going to have subtraction and poverty and problems. But if you do it God's way, you don't have those things are not necessary for your life. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in throughout your life. The Word of God is alive for us, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.